Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Understanding Girls with ADHD, How They Feel, and Why They Do What They Do, by Kathleen G. Nadeau, Ph.D., Ellen B. Littman, Ph.D., and Patricia O'Quinn, M.D., narrated by Carly Robbins. Foreword. It was not all that long ago, in retrospect, that clinicians and scientists alike believed that ADHD existed largely, if not exclusively, in boys. Despite the surge of information on girls and women with ADHD that currently exists, the history of neglect of females with ADHD is a dispiriting legacy to overcome. As a graduate student and young investigator in the field back in the 1970s and 1980s, I came to believe myself that the study of ADHD was one and the same as the study of boys and men with ADHD. But I was plagued by the sense that the field's information was incomplete. How could ADHD skip girls altogether? By the early 1990s, the National Institutes of Health had begun to issue guidelines relevant to the study of a wide range of medical diseases and issues in both men and women. For scientific and political reasons, I began to take up the call. Thus, 20 years ago, I prepared a major grant application for the National Institute of Mental Health. In this document, my team and I proposed utilizing the summer camp methodologies we had deployed for boys with ADHD.